From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a dangerous hurricane strengthens as it continues its destructive path toward the United States. Hurricane Matthew has gained strength, resuming its Category 4 status as it moves through the northern Bahamas Thursday and heads for the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The forecast track had Matthew going directly up the east coast of Florida on Friday after strengthening from a 3 to a Category 4 storm. Nearly 2 million people live in areas of Florida that are under voluntary or mandatory evacuation orders. The Florida governor, Scott, warned that people who were planning to leave should do so immediately, as highways are expected to be clogged with traffic as the storm edges closer. The hurricane is reported to have killed at least 26 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic after slamming the island as a Category 4 hurricane on Tuesday, the strongest storm to make landfall in Haiti in 52 years. The UN Security Council formally confirmed former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres to replace Ban Ki-moon as UN Secretary General.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former Prime Minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who heads the council this month, announced the result of the formal vote.
He's a high-level politician. He has been the prime minister of his country, and he is a person who talks to everybody.
This is VOA News. Pakistan's army chief is warning India that any military aggression will not go unpunished as tensions continue to rise between the two nations over the disputed region of Kashmir. VOA's Isha Sarai has more.
Army Chief General Raheel Sharif had strong words for India on Thursday.
Pakistan wants good relations with all its neighbors. No one should make any mistakes about our collective resolve to defend our motherland.
Mounting tensions over Kashmir were sparked by a rebel attack last month that left 19 soldiers and 4 attackers dead at an Indian military base. India retaliated by conducting what it called surgical strikes to destroy terrorist launching pads in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. Islamabad rejects India's account, citing routine cross-border fire instead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Washington.
A bomb placed on a motorcycle exploded Thursday near a police station in Istanbul, wounding at least 10, according to a senior official. The governor for Istanbul told reporters at the scene in the Yenibosna district that none of the injured was in serious condition, retracting an earlier statement that one person was seriously hurt. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which could be heard from the city's nearby Ataturk airport. The investigation was ongoing of the victims Thursday, and the victims Thursday were civilians. A National Security Agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information. That according to a statement by the Department of Justice. 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C., was arrested in late August, the statement said, adding that he had a top-secret national security clearance. The New York Times reported that Martin is suspected of stealing sensitive NSA source code meant to break into computer systems of foreign governments like Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It said he worked for the consulting organization Booz Allen Hamilton. There's a new survey out that shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to a military conflict. The Pew Research findings released Wednesday came from a selection of questions asked to more than 3,000 Chinese people earlier in the year. China has been locked in a long-running dispute with countries such as the Philippines and Indonesia over territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague's Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled against China's claim to nearly all of the area last July. The Pew survey showed 59% of the people had some concern about the disputes resulting in conflict.
That's the latest world news from VOA.